Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Former flight attendant seeks justice for religious discrimination. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, just when we thought COVID, all that mess was over, it still haunts us. And here we have three lawsuits that we filed against United Airlines, who was trying to force these employees to take the COVID shot against their religious beliefs. And in this case, as a former flight attendant who had been flying with them for 28 years and said, no, I can't do that. And so they kicked her to the curb.
They did kick her to the curb, and that's why Liberty Counsel has come to her defense, and we have now filed a federal lawsuit against United Airlines. The lawsuit was filed at the end of 2025. She was a dedicated employee for 28 years, Gentana Hampton. She was fired in February 2022. After the airline unlawfully refused to take part in the Title VII religious accommodation process regarding the COVID-19 shot mandate. And what happens under Title VII, which governs employment of any employer 15 or more, when an employee has a sincerely held religious belief and there's an employment practice or policy that conflicts with that belief, in this case, the COVID shots that were mandated by United, the employer brings that to the employer's attention. The employer has the obligation under the federal law to engage in an interactive back and forth with the employee. What is your religious belief? What is causing the problem? Can we reasonably accommodate that? Well, what United did is they didn't do any of that. They set an arbitrary deadline to file for a religious accommodation request. And then they terminated people, even remote workers, and they did not accommodate the religious beliefs of the employees of United, including this 28-year employee. These are people that have invested much of their working careers to this employer, and they were kicked to the curb.
But the ironic, hypocritical thing is that United did not require other people, like airline pilots that were riding in the jump seat on the plane. They were not required. The food service company was not required. But yet it was forcing their own employees, their pilots, their flight attendants to take the COVID shot. It does not make sense.
Yeah, they had a lot of exceptions. So she was required to take the COVID shot. But United had rideshare agreements with other airlines that were not necessarily United pilots. And so when they wanted to get to their point of destination, the different airlines allow other pilots to ride in the jump seat. Well, United did not require these other pilots to have the COVID shot. So they would be riding in the jump seat along with the pilot in command and the second in command in the right seat. And then they would be there. The United pilots would have to be shot with the COVID shot, but the person sitting right next to them would not.
But to get technical, you're all breathing the same air in the same tube, in the same plane.
Yeah, so all their vendors that would come on to give services, they weren't required by United to get the shot. Other United employees that worked in international locations, say, for example, an American individual citizen pilot flying from the United States to some foreign country, and that foreign country did not require, but they're United workers there, well, you have those not being required, but the pilot that's flying in is required. You have a lot of other things that are exceptions to the rules. So why couldn't they accommodate some of these longtime workers? They refused to even do so. But Holly, I suspect it was in part not only due to obviously the Biden administration that wanted to push these mandates and force employers, but their bad worldview. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby expressed in public statements disdain for religious objections or religious exemption request. In fact, at a company town hall, Kirby declared that very few religious exemptions would be granted and warned, quote, any employee who all of a sudden decided they're really religious, close quote, would be, quote, putting their job on the line, close quote. So if he now is going to make a decision that, oh, you know what, I didn't think you were religious, now you say that you're religious, I'm going to really scrutinize you, and your job's going to be in jeopardy.
Absolutely.
He's, in other words, intimidating them with respect to termination.
But you know the bottom line is money here. I mean, there's pressure to get money for these COVID shots, and that's what pushed them. And, you know, frankly, it took quite a while because they had to go through the proper procedures, these employees did, to file their complaints. And so now we have this lawsuit, and we actually have three lawsuits, three different employees, and Jatana is one of those.
Yeah, so one of our other plaintiffs is a remote worker, always has been a remote worker. She did like the booking for people that would call in.
Doesn't have any contact with other employees,
None.
Other customers. She works at home
Terminated.
By herself.
Another one is a pilot who trained United Pilots.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been temporarily assigned just to train in the simulator as opposed to flying in the cockpit. But no, they didn't engage in an interactive scenario. So there are several different lawsuits going on. There's a class action lawsuit of a lot of different United employees that did not get any religious accommodation. Then there's this other category of people who United gave the mandate, then set an arbitrary date to give your religious objection. And even if you were a few hours or a day or so late in providing that, when it was confusing and a short time frame, they just simply ignored it. They denied it. They wouldn't even look at it. Employers can't do that. In other words, an employer can't say, if you all have a religious objection to a policy that I've just implemented, you need to file your religious objection request within 10 days from here. Otherwise, you'll never get considered for religious exemption. That's not the law. It's not the law. You cannot do that. And that's what United did. But I think it goes back to this bad worldview of the United CEO, Scott Kirby, and some of the other leadership back then.
And don't forget, this is an experimental shot. And, you know, we've been saying all along, and the studies continue to come out, that it's the experimental shot is very harmful. And you have other instances. For example, we interviewed another pilot who succumbed to the shot and then who ended up having a heart attack right as he landed the plane.
Yeah, this was an American Airlines pilot.
Can you imagine?
Who, like many people, were pressured. These people are pilots. This is what they do. This is what they've done for years. And to keep his pilot's position, succumbed to the shot. 6 minutes after landing in Dallas-Fort Worth, pulling up to the gate as the people are unloading, he now has this heart attack. In the cockpit.
But Matt, all these pilots do to exercise safety for the passengers. I mean, it's a tremendous, careful exercise of safety on behalf of their passengers. But then to be told you're a safety risk because you won't take an experimental shot?
Yeah, that's exactly right. These pilots are safety conscious. And they're making a decision for religious reasons and for other reasons when they're looking at this experimental shot. They don't want to take the shot. Please accommodate them. They're longtime faithful employees. And the sad thing is these were essential employees during 2020 when COVID first broke out, early 2021 through most of 2020. They were essential. They were still flying the skies while a lot of people were locked down. You were restricted in various places. Some people's jobs were not even allowed to gather or assemble. Mm-hmm. These people were considered critically important people to keep the country running. They flew every day in the skies. And then in the fall of 2021, this mandate came out, and that's when they gave a very short time to file a response. It was very confusing. And when they did, they said, no, we're not going to consider you. And they terminated these long-standing employees. Terrible abuse that these people faced. Very, very similar, by the way, unfortunately, to what the healthcare workers faced in many parts of the country. We've got an ongoing case pending right now at the United States Supreme Court on behalf of healthcare workers out of the state of New York, very similar to a case that we brought in Maine, where they were just simply kicked to the side of the curb, considered heroes at the beginning of the year and zeros at the end of the year when they wanted to have their religious beliefs. Please pray for these individuals. Pray that justice is preserved and they get justice for all of these many, many airline pilots and the other ones that we represent as well throughout all the different industries. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.